You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice. This week, we celebrate World Refugee Day, an international recognition of refugees. Boise's legacy as a destination for refugee resettlement is well known, going back to the 1970s as families from Southeast Asia fled to America, displaced by the war in Vietnam. In recent years, we've welcomed refugees from Myanmar, Somalia, Afghanistan, Iraq, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Last month, the city of Boise was officially recognized by Welcoming America, an organization committed to cultivating immigrant and refugee-friendly communities across the country. Joining us to discuss the designation and World Refugee Day are Kara Fink. She's the Outreach and Partnership Manager with the Idaho Office for Refugees. And here I go now, Salome Mwangi.
Almost.
Darn. Okay.
Salome Mwangi.
Salome Mwangi.
Yes.
Also at the Idaho Office for Refugees. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
And you've been here for 14 years in Boise, and you said it was like it was yesterday?
It feels like it was just yesterday.
What do you do at the office? What is your task? What is your day-to-day?
I coordinate the Refugee Speakers Bureau.
Excellent.
And the social integration series that we do in the community.
I tell anybody who has recently moved here that second only to, I don't know, Christmas, World Refugee Day is my absolute favorite day of the year. It is. It's true. It's us at our best. And on the Grove, Boise Center on the Grove, and there's celebration, there's food, there's crafts, there's dancing, and folks are downtown and they're going to the Saturday market. So they just naturally just all of a sudden find themselves in the middle of this celebration. And then somewhere, late morning, high noon, there's a ceremony where people raise their hand and become citizens, and the tears start flowing. Oh, my goodness. World Refugee Day. Fantastic. And it's this coming weekend.
It is. Yeah. The passion you just had in that is just really infectious. That's exciting to hear. Yes, it is this weekend on Saturday. And it'll be really exactly as you described. The citizenship ceremony is at 11:15. And we've got 18 people who are going to swear to become new Americans on that stage. And it's a really powerful event if you haven't been to one before.
It really is.
It really is. We've got folks from 9 different countries this year. So it's a really diverse group of people who all have different experiences, different backgrounds, and are all coming together to become official Boiseans, official Americans.
Do you remember your citizenship ceremony?
I do.
Talk to me about that, because it's probably very vivid.
It is, because I had tried to get citizenship right before my father died, and unfortunately I wasn't able to connect all the dots before then. So being able to become a citizen of the United States and to be granted the right to hold a U.S. passport and travel anywhere that I wanted to was just a really momentous and amazing moment.
Indeed, there's a lot of responsibility that goes with that. But let's talk about all the hard work that leads up to that moment. It's significant, yes?
Yes.
Talk to me about everything that they have to do.
It is. It takes at least 5 years to become a citizen. Mm-hmm. You cannot apply before then. There's also a lot of studying that goes into taking the test. There's an exam that has questions on it that I believe that I could not answer. I guarantee I could
not
answer.
Can I pause you there? So a few years ago, I took the citizenship test, and I took it to the streets of Boise for a 4th of July story. And we basically started asking questions. No one, maybe one out of 100 got maybe one answer right. I don't think many Americans, naturally born Americans, would pass this test today. It's hard.
It is really, really difficult. Yeah. That's exactly correct. And you also have to take it in English, and not everybody has that skill. So there's a lot of training that people go through to be able to answer those questions correctly, because so much rides on that. It's so important. And it's so important to people who want to get the citizenship that they get it, and they get the safety and the security and the community that comes from becoming an American.
Can you talk a little bit about the logistics of putting such a celebration together? I'm guessing it doesn't happen in a day or two.
It does not. It's definitely a community effort. It's hosted by our office, the Idaho Office for Refugees, as well as Agency for New Americans and the International Rescue Committee in Boise. And then we've got community partners from the Lao community, from the Liberian community, from multiple different Arabic-speaking communities. It's really a collaboration of folks coming together to find a way to truly celebrate the cultures and the arts and the diversity.
So will you have kiosks? Will you have, again this year, food?
We've got food vendors, three different food vendors. We've got a bunch of different tables with folks selling things, artisans selling things they've made, things people have brought from their home countries. We'll have nonprofits who are talking about different ways that you can get involved or different support systems they've got out there for new Americans. Lots of performers. We've got a packed stage this year. We've got performers from Laos, from Iran, from various different countries within Congo, within Africa, including a Congolese choir. We have individual singers. We have youth poets who are going to be reading poetry. It'll be a really, really fun day down on the Grove.
Can you speak a little bit to your day-to-day in your office? Things have changed in the current political culture as far as the numbers of refugees who are coming into the U.S., et cetera. How has your office changed, let's say, in the last 2 years?
That's a great question. I will talk a little bit about mine, and then I think it would be great to hear Salome's work with the Refugee Speakers Bureau. But we have seen greatly decreased numbers of folks coming into Idaho, into the United States as a whole, which is really disappointing considering how many people across the world are looking for safety and refuge. And that really is what our country is founded on. That said, we still do have people coming into Boise and Twin Falls. And even if the numbers are fewer, it doesn't mean that the needs and the from the community and that the wraparound that we need to give people isn't there. And we have folks that have been here for many years who we still want to make sure are feeling welcome. And at a time when we want to make sure that people who arrive as refugees and immigrants are feeling safe, that that we want to make sure that the whole community is reaching out.
What I've found is that people are looking for real stories from people who came here as refugees so that they can speak to their journey. I think currently there's 69 million people who have been displaced as refugees. And of those, only 1% actually get resettled as refugees in a third country. So part of that 1% is the one that comes out into the community and tells their stories of coming here and what that journey is like. And then life after landing in the United States and particularly here in Boise.
I'll say it. You do amazing work. Thank you for what you do. And we get to celebrate it as a community. This weekend.
Thank you.
The best to you. Thank you for joining us. Our producers are Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland. Associate producer is Hannah Gardowski. Our intern is Ethan Weber. Our program associate is Norm Gunning. Our theme music written and produced by musician Will Hall. I'm George Prentice. You can hear today's program and previous interviews at our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Gemma is back tomorrow. On a Tuesday, it's Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News.